This is KUT 90.5. I'm Matt Riley, and I'm downstairs in Studio 1A with Blitz and Trapper. Welcome back, guys.
Well, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Good to see you again. And you guys are on your way out to Utopia Fest in Utopia, Texas, out there kind of like southwest, kind of Kerrville, Lakey area. And the new album, American Goldwing, been playing a lot here on KUT. We'll talk about all that in a minute, but let's start off with a song. What do you want to play?
We are going to play Love the Way You Walk Away.
I've been feeling in the way, kind of underfoot on a Saturday. The sun it don't need the hurt, I guess, but the bright lights hunch when you're trying to rest. I know you've been working some overtime in your granddad's kitchen, try to make a dime. The old joke stands, cause it's true, I guess, that when you find what you're looking for, you want it less. Cause maybe I'm on the make in my old sport coat and my head. Tried to find a station on that radio, searching hard for a song that I just don't know. Some kind of personal epiphany, but all I heard was the stars that spoke to me. An ancient tongue speaking loud and true, telling me all the ways that I'm losing you. Baby, I'm on the make, in my old sport coat and my head. Like a dog hiding out underneath the step, burning this bridge, cause I need the light for to see my way through the coming night. Guess I thought you'd always just play the game, come on walking on back down the same old lane. But the grass grows high all around your door, it's a sign or a symbol for the things in store. Baby, I'm on the make, in my own sport coat in my head.
Love the Way You Walk Away from Blitz and Trapper here in Studio 1A, the new album American Goldwing. So guys, you said about this new album that you're kind of letting all your influences just hang out there for all the world to see.
That's not all we're letting hang out there.
But you know, but that was a head-scratcher to me because I felt like you've kind of been doing that. What are you letting us in on that you hadn't yet?
Well, I think for me, writing these songs, it was pretty effortless as far as what I was trying to do. I wasn't trying to break any boundaries. I was just doing the kind of music that I'm comfortable playing, which is really just like folk and country and then just straight up rock music, you know?
Yeah, but you mentioned the Stones and Joe Walsh and stuff. Beyond those, is there anybody that would sort of surprise us that would be an influence to you?
Judas Priest,
maybe. Oh, Black nice. Sabbath.
Okay.
J.J. Cale.
Yeah. So the sort of the classic rock gamut.
Moondog.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, and then you, this is the first time also you've turned over the reins to somebody else, really, like Chad Blake you worked with, right?
Yeah, that was great. I had to mix it.
Yeah, and he's, you know, he just, for those of you who don't know, he's worked with everybody from Peter Gabriel to Sheryl Crow. He's also been a compatriot of Mitchell Froom, who, and so they've crafted this sort of sound over many, many years. And what did you take away from working with him?
You know, I think what he really added was that he added a certain uniqueness to each song. I think he just made each song special in its own way, mm-hmm. separate from each other song, but yet it still maintains a consistency. And I think that's hard to pull off.
It was also nice to have a fresh set of ears listening to this stuff that, you know, you've been working on in the studio for a long time. So perhaps that contributed to the uniqueness of each one as well.
Was he more like a taskmaster? Did he kind of take you outside of your comfort zones at all?
No, he's a mysterious,
I've never actually met
figure.
Him.
Really?
He lives in Wales. So for like 2 months, me and him were just sending files back and forth, and I would give him my...
Oh, so you weren't in the room with him, and he didn't have to like break up band fights or anything?
No, not at all.
Okay. Oh, that's modern technology working for you. They're pretty cool. Well, we're really enjoying the new album here. It's called American Goldwing, and I'm with Blitz and Trapper in Studio 1A. What do you guys want to play next?
We're going to play the title track, American Goldwing.
1, 2, 3, 4. Here I these waters dark and dusty, ride my people ride, with your muskets aimed at the falling rain, cause the city no place to hide. Oh, my sister's in the boat behind, cause the times my lover's mind is made, is made. It's time to get on board. I left my home and all my money to wrestling with the wind. On an old gold wing going across the ocean, cause I heard that it's a heck of a swim. Well, my sister's left to be an Indian's bride. Baby, cause the times, baby, cause the tides that rise. Red bride, ain't it funny how the time just flies? Oh Lord, oh Lord, yeah, you think it's time to get on board?
That's American Goldwing, title track to the new Blitz and Trapper album here in Studio 1A on KUT 90.5. You guys are nice enough to stop by today on your way to Utopia Fest. This is something that's always interested me too, because you guys are on the road a lot. And this is the idea of, you know, those of us who have like a job where we get up in the morning and go to one place and then go back home, we're able to sort of figure out how we get little things done, like go to the dentist or things like that. So, and I guess mine's a larger question. How do you guys stay healthy? And I'm talking about mental and vocal and just physical.
We often don't.
We don't.
Okay.
We've been ravaged by narcolepsy and swine flu and
laryngitis.
Yeah, you get sick a lot if you tour a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And the most important thing is eating healthy and drinking lots of water and getting plenty of sleep. And two of those three things that are almost impossible to do a lot of times in America when you're cruising around like we do. Yeah. So you just, I don't know, pray. And like, yeah, we're just, you know, you try to keep a good attitude.
Fish right. oil.
Good shows help out a lot.
Okay. Because I'm sure like every show you do, people come up and go, hey man, let me buy you a drink or let's hang out or something to where you can't just go back and go to bed.
And you don't touch them. You don't let them touch you because there's germs everywhere. Everyone's dirty.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a one. That's hot tip number one.
Yeah, you kind of just gotta let it go.
Everybody's
hope for the best.
But yeah, folks want to interact, and they don't understand. They don't have a perspective that that you're totally exhausted, and you've been, you know, getting up at the break of dawn after staying out super late every night. So,
but you gotta remember, it's all for fans. You know, like we do this for them.
Mm-hmm.
For us too, some.
But and I mean, I guess you wouldn't want like real jobs.
I had real jobs for a long time.
This is almost real.
We know what
this is
that's
almost
like.
Real.
Yeah. Well, no, you're right. It is. It is hard work, and I just think that's very interesting because, you know, those of us, like I said, those of us have just like day jobs. We still try and have to figure out how to get stuff done, and then when you're on the road in a different city every time, you have to, you know, figure all. Whole new city out and a whole new system out.
Yeah, luckily we have a fantastic tour manager who takes care of a lot of getting things done for us. So.
Okay. Yeah. Well, after you're, and this is kind of just an example of what you guys do, you're going from Dallas to here to Utopia, Texas in one day, and then you have to make it to Baton Rouge by tomorrow. Is that right? Baton Rouge by tomorrow?
Yeah.
Wow.
That sounds familiar.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm glad you guys stopped by. We got time for one more.
Our pleasure.
What do you guys want to play?
We're going to play Astronaut. Now if you're going to play your games with me, like a leaf in the top of a tree, you better watch your step when you're coming back down from the city on out to the sea. And if your brothers come after me with their horses so wild and so free, I'll be waiting at the gate in a terrible state with the man who holds the key. And he'll treat you quite carelessly, for he knows my face from a previous place, from a country in a foreign land. Throwing dice in a game of chance on the sand, but I lost my cool and fate loves a fool, and now I'm standing on the edge of the path in my space suit, hoping that this woman would call me at last. 'Cause I'm an astronaut on the shores of this grand illusion, and I'm falling down at the sound of this beating heart. Yeah, this beating heart. Trees to the earth, from the earth to your grave, from the grave to your birth. Your heart's been heavy with the silver and the gold, but the gold ain't yours, 'cause this heart's been sold to pay your lover's way. And the ship it sails today. Yeah. Roll my mind, now we roll out by. Got my children. Children to laugh the way.
this way, and the ship it sails today. So if you're gonna play your games with me, better use some real trickery. You better get smart, cause that lock on your heart, it ain't as heavy as it used to be. In this land without no gravity, in this windless place on the edge of space, with the saints and the sinners apart, with the dead satellites in the track, in my space suit, hoping that this woman will call me in there. Cause I'm an astronaut on the shores of this grand illusion.